This is my first lesson in love. I hit 6'4" in eighth grade at 127 pounds with size 12 feet. Basketball and I just made sense together. The better I got at the sport, the more it felt like my love life itself was a game.
Love in the Time of March Madness is an autobiographical short film about Melissa Johnson, who's my writer and co-director. It's about being a tall girl and trying to find love. So it's a collection of anecdotes and kind of dark comedy, funny and dark situations that she experienced after retiring from college basketball. Basically, it's a story of a journey of self-acceptance, you know, being different from the average or what's considered to be the average.
And what sparked your collaboration with Melissa?
Melissa had originally written an essay about the topic, which was published in Salon.com. And a mutual friend of ours recommended that it, you know, make a good animation. And she'd never worked in animation. She works in, you know, live-action basketball documentaries. So this was a new field for her. So our friend introduced us when we were both working in New York at the time. And we met. Melissa had a draft script ready, and I had a look at it, and it looked, you know, really, really promising. And, you know, we clicked right away, and we started working on it from that point, which I think was 2010 or 2011.
So it seems like the project's been a long time in the making.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It was supposed to be a short project, you know, a six-month project, which turned into a year, and then eventually we just kept wanting to make it better and better, and it turned into a three-year project, which is, you know, quite long, but it was awesome to finish.
So this three-year project, which happens to be your first short film, has been shortlisted for an Oscar, and now we're only hours away from the announcements of nominees for the animated short film category. What's running through your mind right now?
I'd say a day before now and before all the way before that, from when we originally were announced in the shortlist. I was pretty, you know, it was exciting, but I was pretty calm about it. We didn't expect to get this far. So everything that's happened so far has been quite a bonus, and we're just enjoying the ride. But I think last night, you know, messages started pouring in. And I had trouble sleeping last night, to be completely honest. And today is pretty good. I'm really excited about what's going to happen tonight. You know, we don't know what we're going to hear, but we've got a few close friends just coming over, and, you know, we're having a bit of a cook up and, you know, enjoy some Hanoi food at home. My mum's cooking. So other than that, I think it's just up to fate, really. We'll just see what happens.
You also founded a company called Kapwa, which specializes in film, animation, and storytelling. How does your Filipino background influence your creative practice?
You know, for me, as a Filipino, I guess it's really, I wouldn't say there's like any definite things that shape, you know, my how I practice, you know, what I do. But for me, the concept of kapwa kind of resounded a bit in kind of creative collaboration. So that kind of shaped it from a very top level and more of a vague spirit of the way I wanted to run the practice and, you know, to not have such a rigid creative, I guess, hierarchy and creating things, but to create an environment where people could input their own flavor and their own unique, you know, way of approaching things, and in some way, like, just combine that into something that's beautiful or creative. Now that I'm thinking about it, the way the film came together, just because it was so low budget and, you know, you're so strapped for resources, when I got other people to help me out, you know, I let the artists have a degree of freedom with the shots that they were working on and the characters they were designing. And it's in that way, even though me and Melissa's name is director on the credits, I think there's definitely a fingerprint of everyone that worked on it. And, you know, everyone can kind of own what they worked on in the film.
And what advice can you give to animators who are just starting out?
There's a couple of things you should keep in mind. Is the first thing is expose yourself as much as possible to different mediums and styles. Try and widen your vocabulary as much as possible. Try and find out artists or animators that you admire and see in a certain way you can emulate what they do. But the flip side is to not go so far into that and to make sure you, at the same time, develop your own flavor and your own approach to things and find out what you like doing. I would say that if you're just starting out, those are the two best things. Is, yeah, make your own stuff and try and express, you know, your own view, but at the same time be aware of what's out there. And the more open-minded you are, the more proliferate you can be, I'd say you're on the right track.